Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today over the phone, we are joined by Brent Gilman, and we're going to be talking about Gilman's Livestock's Basin Bowl Preview and Trade Show. That's coming up on January 31st from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. out in Myton, Utah. One of the most unique events in the cattle world. Brent, it's a pleasure to be catching up with you today. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, and so for people who might not be familiar, you know, we live in a very agricultural-based area of the state, you know, both the basin and the Castle Country, very heavy into the world of farming, and especially when it comes to cattle. But for people who might not be familiar, what is the Basin Bowl Preview?
So what it is we feed for multiple different seed stock producers. We have about 25 currently that we're feeding for. Those individuals all sell their bulls through different avenues. We have about four different bull sales that we feed for. And then we also have about 90 private treaty bulls that will be for sale the day of the event. And those private treaty guys kind of hold off selling them, and that's kind of the kickoff of their private treaty season. So it's kind of first come, first opportunity on a lot of good bulls at that event. So.
Yeah, and this event is really unique in just in terms of the scale of how big it is, because you mentioned you have several of those producers, and it's going to feature over 350-plus bulls in one location. Being able to see all of them in just an afternoon, that's insane convenience for people who are looking to buy.
Yeah, I don't know of anywhere else in the state of Utah, and I would guess there's probably just a handful of places, even in the western United States, that a guy can go look at that many bulls in an afternoon. And one of the things I got asked the other day, and it kind of blew me away, is, you know, kind of what's the value of them bulls? And I started doing the math, and I'm like, man, we're pushing $2 million on that many bulls here in the feed yard. So, yeah, if you ever want to see $2 million with your own eyes, you know, that's your chance to come look at that. So,
you know, it's going to be a little easier to see all those bulls for $2 million rather than seeing an actual pile of $2 million in cash. But the value of these bulls is increased because these aren't just run-of-the-mill livestock. These are some coming from some of the top breeding programs in Utah, in Wyoming. It really is high-quality livestock that you're offering here.
Yeah, so we've been in this business for about 10 years now, and the last few years I've seen a trend that we're starting to see people come from all over to buy bulls out of our feed yard. And I think Utah's kind of always got a bad rap when it comes to, you know, selling bulls, and everybody jokes about the Utah discount and buying bulls. But I think that's changed, and I think people are starting to realize there is good cattle in this country, in the state of Utah, you know, up here in Duchesne County and down through Carbon and Emery counties down that way as well. You know, we have good cattle, and I think people are starting to realize that, and I'm seeing people come from surrounding states to come in and get them genetics.
Yeah, it's really starting to make a name for ourselves. Now, one of the things you guys are dedicated to at Gilman Livestock is, of course, producing easy-to-handle cattle. You know how stressful it is working in the livestock, in the agriculture industry, and you guys aim to make it as easy as possible for these buyers, not only to purchase it, but also to get the results they want following that purchase.
Yeah, that's something we pride ourselves in a lot, is having like low stress handling. We want to be able to handle these bulls with ease, you know, and sometimes they're a critter, you know, gets its own mind of its own. But there's been instances we've had to kick bulls out of the feed yard just because for temperament they've just been, they're too high-headed, and we don't want to have anybody buying something like that, and we've had to kick them out. And sometimes that makes the producer mad, but, you know, we want to stand behind a reputation too of having low stress bulls and the ones that are easy to handle.
Yeah, no, you have a reputation to uphold, but it's one that the customers are going to appreciate. Now, outside of that, there are a few perks of buying from the Basin Bowl Preview. Namely, if there is someone who's going to buy, they don't need to bring that trailer with them to transport them right away. You guys are very easy to work with when it comes to setting up a pickup time or even a delivery date for these animals.
Yeah, so, I mean, if a guy's needing a lot of bulls, there's a lot of options. You know, he can buy, you know, multiple bulls from different sales or buy private treaty bulls, and, you know, and then we'll just make the arrangements on that end. And even though he's bought them from different sales that we feed for or bought a private treaty bull, you know, we can kind of help him make the arrangements to getting that bull delivered to him. So kind of makes it easier on that end, because it's just a one-time shipment on them bulls. So
Yeah, it's ease of convenience for all parties involved, and it really helps build back into what we've been talking about, that reputation you guys have developed in the world of bulls and in livestock. Now, Brent, of course, one of the big perks of coming to this, outside of the fantastic stock of bulls you will have stocked on site, again, over 350 of them, one of the big things is that you guys will also be providing lunch to those who are coming to the Basin Bull Preview.
Yeah, so my wife kind of takes care of that lunch and getting all that ready, and she makes some chili, and she makes some scones and some cinnamon rolls, and man, everybody's always just super excited on that. I think that's kind of the highlight of the event for some people. So, but yeah, she sure does a good job, and like I say, it's a free lunch that day for everybody that attends, so...
Yeah, you can't go wrong with any of those dishes. Chilies, scones, cinnamon rolls. That sounds like a perfect lunch and a great way to spend the afternoon. Now, Brent, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you want to leave our listeners off with?
Yeah, one thing we probably ought to touch on, just kind of add some more uniqueness to the event. Well, I guess there's kind of two things. We have Zoetis Animal Health Veterinary coming in this year to do a live shoot site presentation on the proper care handling of vaccines. With the cost of cattle right now, you know, keeping them alive and healthy can put money in cattlemen's pockets, so that presentation will be super interesting. And then we'll also be having a trade show with this event as well, too. So, I mean, if you're needing some livestock supplies or whatever it may be, we're going to have a vendor that's going to be able to have what you're looking for. So.
Yeah, it's one of those premier events when it comes to the world of livestock. I know lots of people are excited for it. Brent, it's a pleasure to catch up with you. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Again, our guest, Brent Gilman, and we're talking about the upcoming Basin Bull Preview and Trade Show. That's going to be on January 31st from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. out in Mighton, Utah. Over 350 bulls on site. And as he said, that's about $2 million in value. So come see it with your own eyes. If you need more information, you can head on over to www.gilmanlivestock.com for more information on this event. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.